finished. But you know what? I want to thank the Lord for the testimonies today, because it proves what God has been telling us. And I'm telling you, when Brother Mark sent us those four tapes, Al, I couldn't pick up all this stuff. It's too much information. It's just too much, you know. But he began to take me back over some of it, and I said, Lord, I can understand what you've been trying to do. You've been trying to do this for us at Revival Center, and you'd be trying to do it to every Christian. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you. Will you stand and let's pray? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I feel a newness in the church. When I come in, I started praying, and the church looked new. Everything looks new. I felt the Spirit of the Lord here. The Spirit of the Lord is here in this place. I say he's here in this place. And I feel that this is the year of signs, wonders, and miracles. I feel because it's God. Hallelujah. And he said he will make us a witness. Praise the Lord. I feel that if we'll pray and do what we're supposed to do, we'll get new oil. And the sister was talking about it this morning. We need new oil from the throne. We need a new outlook. We need a new touch of God. Hallelujah. In the church and in our country. If you can't look at the news and see how these crazy people talk about sin like it ain't no sin. They done made sin right, wrong, right. It's pitiful. And nobody can help us, like Jackie told that girl, but God. So we need a move of God in our land. In our church, in our homes. Everywhere we need God. Come on, children, we need God. I said we need God. We need him to move for us. We ain't got no hope unless he moves. Father, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I think everybody here have made the mind up to go on. Everybody, I felt that spirit, Lord, that people saying, I got to have more of God. So we ask you to help us in Jesus' name. Everybody, Lord, help us all. I ask it in the name of the Lord. I pray that you would bless the word. And Lord, feed your people this morning. We need to be fed. When we come together, Lord, it's a togetherness of being fed and loving you and praising you. Help us, God, in the name of the Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in this place. Praise the Lord. We give you just free reign. Just do whatever you want to do. Just anything you want to do, Father. Just show us how to humble ourselves. Show us how to look for you to do. So I ask it in the name of the Lord. Bless this message. I ask it in Jesus' name. Turn around and shake somebody's hand one more time. Because I heard the girl say about the fellowship. Thank you, Jesus. I invite you to pray for me. Be praying for me. The Lord told us and told her through prophecy to continue. And continue in the things we've learned. Continue on. Don't stop. Continue. But I want to bless us today by going. I want to go to Genesis first. Al, would you find Timothy for me? 2 Timothy 3 when I tell you. Praise the Lord. We are living in the last day. Don't you think, you know, don't be planning too much. I mean, you can plan because the Lord said, occupy till I come. But we're living in the last day. Amen. If you wonder why you have trouble with different things, it's because of the darkness that we're living in. But Jesus is the light. If it wasn't for him, you could not exist. You can't even keep your mind without Jesus. He showed me that a couple months ago, and I can't tell anybody that. I haven't told any human that. You cannot keep your mind without Jesus. You hear people say, somebody told me to do this, and they go out and do these atrocious things because the enemy got their mind. They absolutely can't help it, honestly, what they do, because the devil got their mind. And God showed me when he went up, the day he was going to the cross, when Judas was there. Judas decided not to serve God. He was greedy and whatever else troubles he had. And he began to think, and his mind was just gone. And the Bible say, when Jesus gave the sop, Satan entered his mind. And when Satan entered your mind, ain't nothing you can do. Because he's a God. He's a God. And he can take your mind and just take you on and you'll do things you never thought possible. You need God. I ain't trying to scare him. I'm just telling you like it is. It's God. And I'm telling you, the Satan, I said it before, he's vying for your mind. He can get your mind, he got you. Because with your mind, you serve the Lord. So you got to keep your mind. He said, you got to keep your mind, children of God. You got to keep your mind on him. That's what he said. And when he said it, I realized that it's really the truth. It's really true. You can't spend up putting your mind on everything all day. We got to keep our mind. I read Brother Wiggleworth. I don't know if y'all know him. I read his life story. And this man raised more dead and healed more people than most people. Smith Wiggleworth, he was from Scotland somewhere. But he said in one he was writing, he said he never spent 15 minutes without prayer and 15 minutes without reading the word. Because the word is life. y'all just, you know. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and brought them across the Red Sea. Now, I wasn't going to preach this, but God, I don't know why the Lord took me this way this morning. When he brought them across the Red Sea, when the sea opened, the children saw it. The 16-year-old saw it. The 20-year-old saw it. There was about 1 million people that came across that Red Sea. Just about 1 million. I'm telling you this, because I don't understand it either. But when he rode, when they heard the wind going through, dried up the path, they heard it. The 20-year-olds heard it, the 30-year-old heard it, and the little kids heard it. They saw the power of God. Stay with me now. And when he dried up the Red Sea, they walked on it. The 15-year-olds walked on it. The 20-year-olds walked on it. The 30, 40, 50, they walked on dry land. Now, you would have thought, hallelujah, that would have been enough to change anybody. When they got on the other side, and the Lord, I showed all this one. They got on the other side, amen. They turned around. They saw the waters come together and destroy the enemy. There's nothing come against us that God won't take care of. I'm going somewhere. And when they saw the bodies, I'm sure they told little Tommy, don't look. Come, take Tommy and all the little kids on up the hill. Take them. They don't, all the bodies floating dead up on the river. Because, like Sister said today, God has a plan. And though we may not see the plan, he can do anything. Anything but fail. Amen. And I thought, you would have thought, and I've said this before, since she preached that before. Yeah, but I'm preaching it different today. You would have thought that they would have believed something when they saw this great miracle. When they got over there, I think I'd have been scared to be complaining. Somebody that can do something like that, I'd be scared. Because when I look back when I was on the other side getting ready to go across that river, I saw a cloud covering something. I didn't know what it was covering. They didn't know darkness was behind the cloud because God kept the devil in darkness. Oh. But when God is dealing with us, now let me tell y'all something. The devil don't know everything. Don't you let him think he know it. He don't. He don't know what God gonna do, but he put that mess in your mind so he can have something to deal with. Because he know that gives him strength when you get the disbelieving and all this kind. Because unbelief is his faith. Thank you, Lord. And so, praise the Lord. We heard the Bible, how the fire was going to, they looked behind all the kids, everybody looking back. You know, they saw this, oh, what is God going to do? And they sit there waiting for God to do something. And Moses, when they saw the waters roll back, you know, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? Praise the Lord. And I know they heard the wind, the east wind, going down through that path, drying that path up. Praise the Lord. They had something to talk about. Things about, you know what you did? You was raised, how you talk, the little stuff you saw, you talk about it. But God told me, so I'm getting ready to give the world something to talk about. Yeah, the devil working. He is working. We living in the last day. Men are getting worse and worse. Don't you think that now? Listen. Read, I want you to read that. Yeah, read. You ready to read that now? Timothy. Read that. Y'all praying for me? Pray for me. Pray for me. Yes, God. In Timothy, 3rd chapter, I think it's 2 Timothy. Yeah, perilous times. Okay, read. This know also that in the last day, this is the last day. Oh, it's up there. Good. Dangerous times are here. You know why? Because read that list off, you know why. Lovers are, is men lovers of themselves? Is people covetous? Is they boasters? Proud? Blasphemers? Uh-oh, children. If you disobedient to your parents, you live in that last day mess. You don't want to be disobedient because then you be up there. Unthankful, unholy, yes, 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 incontinent,
fierce, despisers of those that are good.
We're trying to say that we're living in the last day. That's what I'm trying to bring across. Now listen, all those up there shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Is that what that said?
Amen.
It's so sad. Let me tell you the day we're living in. We're living when men don't know how to make decisions unless they got God.
Amen.
We're living where our people that's ruling over us is just done lost it. Now they got something on the agenda that they're going to give to those 9 people that's up there that I doubt if they know anything either about God. And if they pass the law that it's okay for men and men and women and women to do what they want to do, then it'll be for every state. But I didn't know, like sister said, she studied history. My granddaughter studied history. She said that they're not supposed to have anything to do with the state. The government not supposed to have anything to do with the state. But we got no laws now because the judges are evil. The people ruling us are evil, and we're living in a day where we better turn back to our God and let him be our help and let him be the one that's going to lead and guide us. Because we ain't got nobody up there to lead us. They're making laws. I heard this lady, now listen. No, I happened to run across this woman last night. She's a minister. And this boy was gay or homosexual, whatever y'all call it. And she said, and he was so hurt. He was talking to this woman. And he began to cry. He said, I know I'm a fat, no, he said, I'm gay. And you could tell he's gay too, because I mean, he was gone out and it's gone. But he was crying, and I said, oh Lord. So the girl he was talking to, she didn't know what to say to him. You know what? People don't know what to say to folk because you got to have some convictions in yourself to know if do you believe it or not. Now, you ain't no need a patting on this man talking about, well, you know you homosexual, but that will send you to hell. Why pat on folk? Oh. So he went somewhere. He was sitting in a restaurant. He went to meet this other lady. He said, I'm going to this lady because she's a pastor, this woman. Another lady, see, and she'll tell me. So he sat down, he said, all the Baptists, what he said now? He said, all the Baptist churches teach that homosexuality is wrong. And so, now this bothers me. And so the lady, the pastor lady, asked him, are you a Christian? He said, yes. I'm a Christian. Stay with me. Look into what I'm trying to say. She said, yes. He said, yes. She said, well, I can't sit here and judge you. I can't sit here and judge you. How sad are we getting? No help for people. The poor man, obviously he's gone. And he had been married. And he had kids. So he said, now this is for some of you worldly folks or people that know about the world. He said, that's why so many people are on the down low. Y'all thought I didn't know that word, didn't you? On the down low. Because people don't accept them for being homosexuals. So they stay on the down low so nobody won't know. But I'm going to tell you something, God knows. I say God knows. So I am so excited about the church and the young people knowing Jesus. See, because it doesn't matter how you shout. It don't matter what you say. But it's the power that God is going to put in you if you obey him. If you obey God, he promised to give us power. He promised to give us power. And we got to have it in this day to help these people. Because they don't know. They really, honest to goodness, don't know. And I was just talking to Wanda. She was talking about how these little kids, little bitty kids, I'm gay. Little bitty old kids don't even know how to spell it. And they really think that. They really think it. Help us, Jesus. We need fresh oil. We need something that we had back 30 years ago. We need a conviction of the Holy Ghost. We need to be filled till we run over. We need to be filled until we act crazy. Whatever it takes, we need it. Hallelujah. So that people can see that they are on their way to hell if they're on their way to hell. People don't think about hell, children of God. Don't you think that? They don't think that. Let me read. I want to go to Genesis. Father, help me today. Help me today, Jesus. Now, this is what really touched me. He said, the Lord Abraham was coming to God. This is about Abraham. I'm in the 15th chapter of Genesis. Go with me to the 15th chapter. Hallelujah. Abraham was concerned about the Lord not giving him a seed. Y'all know the story. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. Behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thine heir. You know, we're human, and I see the humanity in Abraham. And a lot of times when I read, I see the humanity in all of us. Amen. And sister, she's very honest, and thank you for being like that. Don't try to stand up and talk about you. No, just be yourself. And I see the humanity in us. Because even though the children of Israel came across the Red Sea, and even though God fed them in the wilderness, there was still some. See, you got to have something in your heart. See, your mind can conceive things, but your heart got to get something down. See, that's why he said he's going to write his law upon your heart. And in your mind, not only your mind, he's going to write it in your heart. You got to have something in your inner being to know what's right and wrong. Or you'll make excuses. You'll make excuses. That's all the devil wants. But I can see how the enemy is trying to tear the homes up. He's trying to tear our kids up. He's trying to get people confused. And people are confused. They don't know their head from their toes. It's sad. But I want to bring this in, help me, Lord, about Abraham and tell and try to, you know, encourage us a little more. Look now toward the heaven, number five. He brought him forth. He said, look now toward the heaven. God is so patient. And tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and it is counted to him for righteousness, because Abraham believed. Help us. We are the children of Abraham. Help us to believe. He said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. He said, Lord God, whereby should I know that I shall inherit it? He said unto him, take an heifer 3 years old. Now that's something. And a goat another 3 years old. And then a ram another 3 year old. Hallelujah. Because we know the number of God is three. The perfection, hallelujah, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took all these and divided them in the midst and laid each of them up on another, but the birds divided he not. Hallelujah. So he took his sacrifice to God. It's like we're going to be taking our sacrifices to God. We're going to start in February. We're going to go on a moderation dedication. We're going to take it to God. But look what happened. And when the fires came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And God said to me, he said, you got to drive that devil away for what you're trying to give me. Out of every fast you give me. If you got to drive that devil away. You can't let the devil come down and mess over you, what you've given to God. Don't let the devil come down and toy over what you've given to God. Did that make sense? And Abraham knew that this was what they was doing literally in the Old Testament. This is the way they gave their sacrifices. Hallelujah. So he did what God told him to do, like God telling you to do some things. When he tell us in February, I want y'all to go, hallelujah, just do moderation. Somebody say, well, that ain't. Yes, it is. Whatever he tell us is good. So all of February, all he telling us to do is be moderate. Well, you can't be moderate. If you wouldn't, you wouldn't where you are. You need moderation. So we're going to go on a moderation dedication. And during this time, you're going to be thinking, and we get off of some of this crap. We can stop eating a whole bag of cookies. We can stop eating all them, what else? Chocolate, whatever. You know, then that'll make you get to thinking about what you're doing. It's no need to keep on every year making the same dedication, the same old thing. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this year. We're going to try this year and strive. We all need to strive. But look what happened. He say, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And in the midst of all these trials, the midst of him trying to bring God something, trying to hear from God, like you are, in the midst of it, in the darkness of it, in the scary part, in the horror part, I don't know what God gonna do. I don't know what he got in that place too. But he said in the midst of it, he said to Abraham, know of a certainty that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land. He said, that is not theirs. And they shall serve them. And he went and told him prophecy about not only his thing, but about what happened to his people. In your trials, in the darkness of your trials, when you decide that you're going to believe God, when you stay put, God is going to visit us this year. He's not going to only tell us, brother, about what we, you know, that he's going to give, you know, encourage us. But he's going to tell us some secrets. He can even tell us something. I said, Lord, you know that nothing should happen in this world that we don't know about. Brother John, you get ready. You get ready because out of your mouth should come things that we're going to need just like it did before. Hallelujah. I'm just not depending on nobody now. But I'm depending on you that have the power of God in your life. Because as we seek the Lord, as we do what we're supposed to do, you don't know what God's going to do in February. And when we started seeking the Lord and what the Lord done gave about this omen, y'all say, well, that's Jude. You better come on here. God ain't changed. I say, come on. God is not changed. You think he going to just change over because you don't think it's right? That ain't going to work. No. That's one God. That's one way. Ain't no five or six ways. It's one way to God. And that's through Jesus Christ. And as he shows us what to do, we're going to do it. Some of you young people going to do it. I know you said, well, Pastor said do it. We're going to do it. Thank you, Lord. So in this darkness, and I'm telling you, it's going to get dark. I'm telling you, children of God. You jump in the shout, but it's going to get dark. But I'm telling you, when the darkness come, know that your God is there. I say, I don't care how dark it gets, God is there. I don't care how to, that's, and I'll tell you something else God is teaching me. She said it too, it's good to be together. Somebody said today, it's good to be together. You don't know what you said. Because what people don't understand is when God tell you to come together, it's a reason. Because in there is all of us. Hallelujah. And he going to use somebody in the church to say something to you that you need. Yeah. Make it plain now. See, you ain't going to get that on the TV. Amen. They don't see you. They don't know you. But when you come to the house of God, I remember a sister Minnie's daughter, Minetta. You know, she couldn't have any children. She's diabetic, terribly diabetic. They told her she wasn't going to have any kids, but she wanted some children. We gave her every scripture, you know, the barren bringing forth children. Oh, we just, scripture after scripture, we prayed, you know, everything. So the Lord told her that they was having a service out there, a big service. Ain't nothing like being with God's people. She went to the service. And after the service, she seen this woman, don't know her yet. And she came up to her. And she said, sister, that you've been praying for, God is going to give you a child. Mm-hmm. Well, for God's sake, this woman don't know her. God has given us these gifts that we can be a blessing to one another. Yes. Hallelujah. Not just to people in your church, but to people. She got two. Amen. The woman ain't supposed to have nothing. She got two kids. Amen. One of them getting ready to go to college. We need God. Amen. And don't let the devil tell you you can sit up at home. Well, I don't have to go to church. Yeah, you do. Amen. You know why you do? Because he said it. He said, fail not to assemble. We talking about Christian folk now. Fail not. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. But you know, when he brought Israel out, one more scripture, I got to just get this. Woo, Jesus. I understand this now. He said, I took you out of Egypt. And I brought you across the Red Sea. And I humbled you with thirst and hunger. So I could teach you that man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Yes. Hallelujah. That's why I did it. He said, I want to teach you that you have to have me to live. Yes. Hallelujah. I want to teach you. Your belly may get full, but without something in you getting full, you ain't going to make it. Man can't live by bread alone. He can't live by bread alone. But you know how wonderful it is when we have those, when we get together and eat and, you know, families get together. Ain't that wonderful? Jesus loves it too. He going to have us something. First thing he do, he said to the marriage supper, and we going to a marriage supper. It's something about eating. It's something about, you know, have somebody to prepare something. It's something about you eat. Now, we may not understand the significance of it, but it's something about it. It's a godly something about it. It really is, sister. When you invite people in at your hospital, you don't fix their dinner and everything like that, something about it. Something that God likes. And I found out but that the word of God is what I got to live on. I found that out. And then I look back over my life. I said, oh, God, forgive me for being so lazy. I should have learned more scripture. I should have got more in me. I should have read more. I should have did this more. But I said, you know what, though? I can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Humpty Dumpty fell and broke every eggshell. I said, but I can stop where I am. I said, I can stop where I am. That's what you do. I said, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no. I'm going to start just where I am because man can't live by bread alone. You got to have God. You got to have Jesus. He is the bread of life. And you got to have Jesus because without him, you can't do nothing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to get there, Sister Mary. I really am. Hallelujah. Full chapter 4. I remember, I did remember the old scripture. I remember it was Matthew 4:4 because there was Matthew 4:4, John 4:4. And I think it was Deuteronomy. Is it Deuteronomy? Man, should I live by bread alone? Let me see if they got it in here. Yeah, thank you, Lord. It's Deuteronomy. Yeah, Deuteronomy. Let's go and read that. Deuteronomy 8:3. And I want to, while you turn it to Deuteronomy 8:3, I want you to know our God has got it all in his hands. I want you to know if famine come to our land, whatever come, our God got it in his hands. Because one of the things I couldn't find out, that's brother, one of the patriots, during famine, they was prospering. They planted in famine and they prospered in famine. See, when you're a child of God, God promised to take. He said, I'll never leave you, what? I'll forsake you. I'm going to be there all the time. But we are human. And the Bible says he knows our human flesh. But those that would dare to believe him, I mean just dare, just believe him, you're going to see him move. I mean, he's going to move. I mean, in this time of darkness, sister, God is going to be the light. Oh, those films was just so wonderful. That's what got me so, when they have this celebration of light. That just turned my soul. We're going to have it again, and I'm hoping y'all come to see it because it'll change your life. But our God is who he say he is. We got to believe. All he asking you to do is believe. And I heard the most wonderful testimonies today. I was just blown away. Everybody, I just blowed away. And I want you, Sister Marion, it is not strange because we are Christians and we're supposed to be the top. So don't get, because I do that. But the Lord let me know I'm a king's child. Amen. When I walk in, somebody walked in. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. People have told me that I went to church over there. And sister say, I know you didn't know. I said, but when you walked in, somebody walked in. Well, I said, you know, go ahead. But now, I don't take it for boldness or nothing like that. But I said, Lord, that's where it should be. I said, when you walk in, somebody ought to walk in. It should change. The atmosphere ought to change. Because you got something in you they ain't got. That's right. It's nothing wrong. The Bible said that Jesus didn't think it was so strange to be called the Son of God. I mean, hey, he was the Son of God. He knew who he was. Hallelujah. And he didn't brag about it, but he said, I am. I am a king. Hallelujah. Yes, I am. It's me you're talking to. We looking for the Messiah. I am the Messiah. We look for the resurrection. I am the resurrection. He wasn't ashamed. It's time for you to stop being ashamed of who you are. How many of you get out there, get boasting and bowling, but you let the people know, you're a Christian? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. The lady, she said, this woman named was Celeste. You ever see too many people named Celeste? And I said, well, I'm trying to live up to that name. You know, she said, it means heavenly. I said, girl, I'm trying to live up to it. Then I had a chance to wake it up to it. You better, God gave us something. And I'm beginning to understand, I said, Lord, why it take you so long? But hey, better late than never. It's better late than never, brother. Or better late than never. Pray. Maybe we didn't know nothing, but hey, we know now. And as he teaches us, we walk in what he teaches. Don't be ashamed to walk in what he teaches. Devil ain't ashamed of walking what he doing. These people that's out there in the world, they're not ashamed. People pull their clothes off in the street, they ain't ashamed. You know, just doing everything, they're not ashamed. So why should we be ashamed? Time for us to stand. Stand and be who we are. Let the world know, yeah, you come to me, yeah. And like Jackie said, now I can't help you with this, but I know somebody who can. At least say that, for God's sake. I can't help you. Somebody said, well, I don't know what to say. Tell them that. Say, I can't help you, but I know somebody who can. You ain't got to know everything. You ain't gonna never know everything. Amen. Ain't that right? You ain't gonna never know everything. Some bad people think you know everything, because you don't. Now, nobody does. Amen. Will you stand? I have tried to deliver my soul. I think I hit every scripture I was thinking about. Amen. I tried to deliver my soul. Amen. This is the hour that God is going to be God. He's going to be it for his people's sake. He showed Israel those miracles for their sake. Because it was his intention for them to take it all over the world. And the apostles that first were saved, they did. They went to India, Africa, Asia, and they went with a witness. Children of God is the same God. The same Jesus Christ that went to heaven is coming back. He told us before he went, we are his witnesses. We are his witnesses. And so we done got in our head, well, sister so-and-so got to do this, and brother so-and-so, and we done gave everybody a gift, you know, so-and-so, and so I, you know. No. We are Jesus chosen. Amen. We are chosen by him to go into this wicked world. And when our neighbors, when the next door neighbors, he didn't tell us to try to save them. He told us to give it to them. It's up to them whether they receive it. Everybody didn't get saved when Jesus was here. Everybody didn't get saved. Why are you talking about that crucifying? Come on now. There was a crowd that was saying that. So he is the light of the world and still the light of the world. And it bothers him and hurts him when he sees people in the shape they're in. I believe he weeps. I do. I do too. I believe it. But one lady said one thing I want to leave with you. She said this thing, what people taught us, said Jesus up there praying for you. And she said, Jesus said, no, I'm not down here praying nothing. I'm praying that your faith won't fail. I'm not praying you cause. He said, I'm praying that your faith will not fail. And that's what he told Peter. He said, I have prayed for you that your faith won't fail. He didn't pray that he wouldn't be tempted. He prayed that Peter would go through the temptation, that he would have enough faith to stand. And that's what Jesus is praying now. He's praying for you to take the shield of faith and use it. Yes. He gave us things to use, and we got to do it and pick it up and use it. And I mean that's every Christian. So don't sit up and put your head down and all this kind of stuff. You know, get up now. It's time for us to get up and know who we are. We serving a living Savior. We're serving somebody that, praise the Lord, will do it in spite of us.
Yes.
We're serving a God that can do anything. Amen. So let's start believing that. Hallelujah. I say, let's start believing that. Hallelujah. I, you know, and I'm not bragging about Karen, but I marvel at her. I do. She was healed of a carpal tunnel. We was at a service down in the city, and I preached. Jesus would be in the midst of it, or something like that. And I told her, I remember saying to her, God is in our midst now, Karen. And she turned red as a beet. And it didn't happen overnight, but the Lord healed her of carpal tunnel. She was, and so, it tickled me so bad, so she said, it doesn't happen again. Lord, you done did it again. So what he asked for you to do, believe. Believe in Jesus. That if the prayer pray for faith is praying for you, it's going to happen. Amen. You got to believe it. Amen. That's all he asks. Believe it. Don't let the devil tell you, well, you know, you did this and you did that. I don't think Karen thought about none of that. I really don't. I think that she thought, I want to get rid of this pain. And whatever else. Amen. And we just had a good time when she was telling about it. And so I just appreciate the Lord, but I know you just have to believe. Whether it's me praying for you or somebody else in the church that God sent to pray for you, believe. All things are possible. Maybe God gave them the understanding to pray for you. That's right. He gave them a burden, right, to pray for you, lay hands on you. He said, well, I got to have Paul to lay hands on me. Yeah. I got to have Cephas to lay hands on me. No. Amen. Raise your hands, children of God. Lord, we thank you for being in the house of God today. We're just looking for you to move and to do what you say. We ask you to help us as we go on the dedications that we want to go on and doing the things towards you, God. Help us. Help us to know that you're real and that when we do what we're going to do in February, that we should do the best we can. Help us, God, in Jesus' name. These young people, Lord, continue to bless them. Yes, bring them into their callings. Yes, bring us all into where we're supposed to be. Yes, that this church can be a help to everybody in a lighthouse. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody got any announcements or anything? We'll be announcing some things, but we ain't got nothing planned right now. We haven't had a meeting yet. We haven't planned to.